RA loses 3 million kwacha revenue to smuggled ethanol. 26-year-old arrested for attempted murder. And Chad opposition politician sentenced to 20 years imprisonment. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chilopa. The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has seized two trucks carrying 66,000 liters of smuggled ethanol with a revenue loss of 3 million kwacha. The two trucks, which entered Zambia through the Nakonde one-stop border post, were both carrying 132 packages of calcium hypochlorite each. According to ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala, inspections by ZRA officers revealed that the trucks were carrying ethanol 96% in 250-liter plastic drums, contrary to the initial declaration. Mr. Nzala said further verification of the declarations confirmed that the entries were declared with Zambia Breweries PLC as the importer and Transtra International Limited as the agent. This misclassification constitutes smuggling, violating sections 141, 149 and 159 of the Customs and Excise Act, Cap 322 of the Laws of Zambia, said Mr. Nzala in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He noted that the agent Seco Transtra International Limited's TPIN has already been suspended with a possible revocation of its operating license. Mr. Nzala revealed that the authority has commenced further investigations on the matter with potential prosecution of all parties involved. He has since encouraged taxpayers to pay their taxes and remain compliant with tax laws to avoid punitive enforcement measures, including prosecution. The Medical for Quality.
Inaccessible by road, in ensuring they receive necessary medical care. This can lead to a decrease in mortality rates, especially in emergency situations, and enhance healthcare delivery by facilitating the transportation of patients to healthcare facilities.
Police in Lusaka have charged and arrested Abigail Kalyabanyama, aged 26, of Nyumbayanga for an attempted murder case reported on July 27, 2025, around 01 hours. The report was made by retired Brigadier General David Kauseni of Makeni area on behalf of his brother, a resident of Chalala, Brigadier General John Banda, aged 53. In an incident that occurred on July 26, 2025, around 23:40 hours, behind Crossroads Mall in Kablonga, Lusaka. Mr. Chilami said on the fateful day, around 23:30 hours, while en route to drop her home, the pair reportedly had a disagreement. Following a brief altercation outside the vehicle, he retrieved his firearm from the car and fired at Ms. Kalyabanyama, who was leaning on the bonnet, missing her and hitting the vehicle instead, said Mr. Chilami, In a statement issued to RCV News in Osaka today, Mr. Chilabi explained that Ms. Kalyabanyama then grabbed the firearm and allegedly shot the victim twice at the back of the head, causing him to collapse. He noted that police officers who responded to the report found both the suspect and the victim at the scene, in which the victim was lying in a pool of blood beside a loaded pistol, with some empty cartridges also found. Mr. Chilabi said that Mr. Banda was rushed to the University Teaching Hospital, UTH, for medical attention, where his condition is reported to be stable.
Investigations indicate that the victim, Brigadier General Banda, retired, was shot twice in the back of the head, sustaining serious.
Corporate Social Responsibility Program. Speaking during the official handover ceremony on Friday, Infratel Chief Executive Officer Ivan Silavoy said the donation was prompted by the long-standing sanitation challenges at the school, which also hosts one of Infratel's communication towers, especially those affecting female learners. This gesture complements the government's free education policy by ensuring that learners have access to decent sanitation facilities in their place of learning, said Mr. Silavwe. Mr. Silavwe said that Infratel had received reports that some girls were staying away from school due to poor sanitary conditions, something the company is eager to change. Mr. Silavwe urged the school administration to maintain the newly constructed facilities properly, adding that Infratel would explore further areas of collaboration within the district to support community development.
Yeah, it's a very big deal, and it's something that we responded immediately and said we cannot continue going to that place and providing service whilst people are struggling with some of the very basic things that we can address without really breaking. So for us, it's a small gesture, but we are very proud to be part of it, because we know it's answering one of the challenges that was in this particular area.
Speaking at the same event, Kapirimposhi District Commissioner Francis Hasamla, represented by District Agriculture Officer Rebecca Kapembwa, expressed gratitude to Infratel for the initiative. He said the improved facilities would uplift the school sanitation standards and contribute to better learning conditions. The school has faced challenges with sanitation for some time, and the district is confident that this donation will go a long way in addressing those issues, said Mr. Hasamla. He also called on other corporate partners to emulate Infratel's example by supporting the communities they operate in.
So I would like you to please, you should not get the children get married at any age, and from what we've seen, we've been given two toilets. We have one for male and one for female, and this shows that the gender issue is balancing. So the more we have the female children at this school, the more we should have the female children at this school. And we are happy with Infratel.
In African news, Chadian opposition politician and former Prime Minister Sixe Masra was sentenced to 20 years in prison and a 1 billion CFA franc fine on Saturday. The politician is accused of having disseminated hateful and xenophobic messages, as well as being complicit of murder in relation to a massacre in Mandakao in May that reportedly stemmed from an inter-community conflict. Following the trial, Masra's lawyers denounced a humiliation for their client and that the case was based on empty files. They also denounce an instrumentalization of the justice system to settle political scores. Coming up shortly, protesters in Israel intensify pressure against plan to expand Gaza war. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
war against HIV